From New York City, Comedy Central presents Greg Brooks.
Shut up. Fabulous to be here in New York City, ladies and gentlemen. I live in Los Angeles, California. Oh, we got people in from L.A., then I'll go real slow. Or Lower California, or Low-Cal, if you will. And people in L.A. always think that people in New York are rude. And that isn't the truth. People in New York are busy. You know, thinking. You know, because in L.A., you've always got to look for intelligent thought because it's never just going to come at you. And they don't have time in New York to wait around for our pinhead, smooth-lobed indecision, you know? You're in New York, you're like, what'll it be? Well, I'm not certain. Do you have a... That's it, I'm done now. Thank you. I'm busy. I have stuff to do in my life, okay? You stand there and decide till the end of time. And there's a lot of rules in California. We have liberal fascism. You can't smoke in a bar in the state of California. Now, I'm not mad. I understand that smoking is vaguely inappropriate in certain situations. You know, like an orphanage or cancer ward, whatever. But a bar? Or for our French friends, they're doing. You're in a bar. Grow up. You're drinking poison. You're trying to have sex unsafely with someone you don't know. Is secondhand smoke really the chiefest of your health concerns at this point? Dude, I've been doing tequila slammer since noon. I'm trying to shag this chick I just met. I don't even know her name. Could you put that out? I'll put out my cigarette the day everybody walks to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Because I live in Hollywood, where there is not one iota of unpaved space. And yet everyone feels the need to drive a suburban four-wheel Humvee assault vehicle. Because you never know when you're going off-road in Hollywood. I spend a lot of time in England. Really, Greg? We're fascinated. Tell us more. All right, I will. I like to go to England, and I'll tell you why. I like to go to a country where I am considered the best-looking person. It's as simple as that. Hollywood, kind of a crushing ego blow. You know, hey, Buddy Holly. You are so old. Have you not perished in a plane crash? But not in England. Oh, good God, not there. In England, God bless that dinky island there. Oh, good God, look at him. He has all his teeth and his ears are in proportion to his head. Brad Bloody Pitt on that island. And the English, who are warm and cuddly by nature. Thank you. Look for the sarcasm. You'll find it contained in every joke. Always have lots of interesting questions for me. Questions like, when are you leaving? And do you miss America? And are you Miss America? It's a semantic minefield. And I miss what anybody would miss. Mostly, I miss the Mexican food. Because this may not come as a wild-ass, bug-beaten, pinata-breaking, baboons-butt surprise to all y'all. But England is not a really kicking place to go. If you want full-on screaming Mexican food. Who knew? Something to do with the way they pronounce it, I think. Sorry, would you like an enchilada? No, thank you, no. I don't want an enchilada. Nor do I want a burrito. Or a taco. Or any other bizarre, unnecessary vowel substitutions. So there's a bitching Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles. Surprise. I'm going to hip you to it. It's kind of a dicey neighborhood. It's at the corner of, like, Hugh Grant and crack. And There's no menus in this restaurant, right? Because this is Hollywood, the literacy capital of the known universe. You know? Words? Hurting brain? Words not about me. Waiter, can I have a mirror so I can watch myself eat? I am super foxy. I'm from Foxcatchewan. That's the capital of Foxitoba. And the waiter just comes up to your table and spiels, right? Although you don't find a lot of Mexican waiters using the Yiddish. Discorsa, very sexy, very Latin, right? Good evening. Welcome to the Gardens of Taxco. This is like eating in a home in Mexico City. The first dish on the menu this evening is chicken con crema. Chicken in a creme sauce, so rich, so delicious. You would think the chicken was born in it. A chicken of romance, intrigue, and adventure. A sassy, free-range bird with a mind of its own. This is a chicken that would walk up to a rooster and say, "Off." I don't need you in my life. Chicken con crema. A chicken so beguiling, so alluring, so captivating. You will wish to penetrate the chicken. But you cannot, for it is forbidden. There is no smoking and no penetrating the chicken in the state of California. California Penal Code 66, subsection 41. They're obsessed with fur, where I come from. And you know how people who are obsessed with fur are. I'm going to step over this disgusting homeless person and pet this cute little kitty. My feeling is this. We ran from the animals for 3 million years. It's our time now. Animals have two vital functions in today's society. To be delicious and to fit well. Now, there was a woman a couple of years ago who was gored while she was videotaping the running of the bulls in Pamplona. You know, her heart was in the right place. I'm here to help, you know. And I felt bad. But it proves my point about cows, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to cows, it's them or us, right? If the cow could eat you, it would. And it really wouldn't care how comfortable your truck ride over was, either. Hi, how was your trip? Moo. That's it. Bite your ass right off. So let's talk about dope, right? And the crowd goes quiet again. Listen, I don't advocate the use of dope. I'm saying, you know, I would never advocate the use of dope because, you know, I'm not a professional athlete and I don't have access to the good stuff, you know what I'm saying? God forbid we legalize marijuana in this country, and we don't because we're Puritans, right? And we got that Puritan logic. Greg, Greg, we can't legalize marijuana. Perish the thought. You see, if we legalize marijuana, people will smoke it. Because it seems to me that this country is so often a redneck, Ted, Peckerwood, Bohunk, Yeehaw, gun-toting, psycho-Christian, anti-choice, homophobic, gimme-cap-wearing, militia armband sporting, huge belt buckle with your name on it that you wear upside down, so you go, "Oh, that's my name." Kind of place. And clearly the reason the United States is this way is England's fault. Now, once upon a time, the English sent people all around the world, right? And to our country, we got the Pilgrims. Mm-hmm. They celebrate Thanksgiving in England, by the way. It's called F*** Off, Puritan Day. And we're taught a lot of lies growing up, right? About American history. Really, Greg? Which ones? All of them. Thank you. And one of the cheapest lies we're taught is about Thanksgiving, right? Ever since you're little, you've heard this. The Pilgrims left England to escape religionist persecution and to sneak religious freedom in the New World. And even when you're little, you're like, bull. You're just saying that, right? Because it sounds better than the truth. La, 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 la. It sounds better and it tastes better, so we'll all pretend it really happened. There were no women or minorities, just a bunch of white guys wearing wigs. My feeling is... The Pilgrims were asked to leave England. England was never funner than when the Pilgrims split, right? The people of England got a little tired of these dour, right-wing, conservative psycho-Christians wearing all black, bumming people out, confusing everyone by wearing buckles on their heads. Is that tight enough for you, Cotton? Yea, verily. Finally, someone went, hey, I've got a crazy idea. Why don't you freaky little weirdos get in a rickety, leaky, dinky little boat and get the f*** off the island, huh? Sail around till you hit the new world. When you get there, commit genocide on the indigenous people, all right? Have a groovy time. Have a witch trial. Let us know how that works out for you. We'll be back in England having the Renaissance in case anyone needs us. So they send this group over, right, with guns and Bibles and no farming implements. How English is that? Oh, surely there'll be a shop open. I say, Squanto, can you make us some baked beans on toast? They send this group over, and then I have to hear this all the time in England. Well, all Americans are fat and stupid. Really? Well, thanks for sending over the best and brightest to start the party, huh? Maybe we could send a few freaky Texas militia hate group gun-toting weirdos back to your country, huh? We work too hard. Can we agree on that? Not a groundswell of support for that, but all right.
No, we work just hard enough, Greg.
Harder than everyone else, right? 40 hours or more a week, 2 weeks vacation a year. All the other countries in the world, in the G7, they get 4 weeks.
I did not know that.
Well, now you do. The Japanese, they might work harder than us, right? Die in front of their television set of coronary thrombosis when they're like four. Been singing the corporate anthem since they were a zygote. We work so hard, man, and for very little. I don't know if you've ever been to, like, Spain or Italy, but it doesn't break down that way. In Spain or Italy, 1 o'clock rolls around, work stops. Everyone goes to bed, they get up, they drink wine, they get up in the morning, and they look fabulous. The grumpy boat of bandy-legged Puritans. How come we didn't get the Italian party boat with the cappuccino maker and the gelato machine? That was the sexy boat, man. Those guys have a million saints. There'd be a holiday every other day. We'd never work. 1 o'clock, I go to bed now. Then I get up, I drink wine, I make love, I get up in the morning, I have strong coffee, I look very sexy in my suit. Beep, 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 get out of my way. I do not use my brakes in my sports car. Beep, beep, beep. La dolce vita bambina. Because I'm always looking for that place, you know, where there's no rednecks, that place where people get along, and I never find it. I went to Australia, right? And I thought Australia was going to be a groovy, surfnoid, smoke-a-joint wombat, you know. G'day, mate. No worries, you know. And it's like Arkansas with a beach. It's a whole country with a no fat chick sticker on it. You know what I'm saying? Short on the top, long in the back. Sets off my gold chain. And Australians, they hate English people, but that's genetic memory. They hate Americans. Which blew my mind. They blame us for stuff that I didn't know we were on the hook for. I had an Australian guy tell me, listen, mate, we didn't have crime till America. You didn't have crime? Logic train. You leave white people alone for a long time, they're not going to come up with a lot of goodness, you know? Every time an election comes around, there's always that same message of love in this country. You know what's wrong with this country? People from other countries. Of course, people from other countries. Now, we're Americans. Technically, who is from this country? Only the Indians, who we graciously let dwell on their native casinos. We all came over in a boat one way or another, right? And why is it always the ugliest white people with this message? The white race is the superior race. We must never allow the inferior blood of the mud people to taint our superiority. You're like, oh, Jesus. Holy cow. You should date around is what you should do. You've got gills and a pointed head and date outside your immediate family is my advice to you. Seek out the swarthy-skinned almond-eyed people. I think you'll find them a refreshing dip in the gene pool. If you want to live in a white world, if you want to experience the stultifying boredom and penetrating ennui that homogeneity can bring, you can go to Canada any day of the year. It's an entire country named Doug. I mean, it's lovely there. It's really lovely, you know. Our country smells like urine, you know. Canada's pine fresh. Because white people do not come up with the good music, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very, very honest. Oh, they can play music, but they don't invent the good music. And the crowd goes quiet.
But, Greg, white people invented polka. And Gregorian chants. And country.
I rest my case. White people did not invent blues or samba or salsa or jazz or rock and roll or hip-hop or reggae or anything that's fun because...
But why, Craig? Why? Why didn't white people invent those things? They produce them and take all the money for them.
Because it requires hip movement of the pelvic region during the dancing process and a certain looseness of character, which white people do not possess, nor are they any good at any point. You've seen people from other countries dance, right? Brazilians, during carnival. It's fabulous, right? Feathers in their hair, breasts hanging out, middle of the day, beads coming off their butt. Oba, oba, wow! Pumping, pounding. Reaffirmation of our humanity, right? You don't see a lot of rednecks marching through Phoenix on Martin Luther King Day with feathers in their hair and beads on their butt, do you? Gosh, I feel free. White people invented, like, Swiss clock dancing. Woo! Heidi, little goat girl, you are kicking the jam. Woo, you got my lederhosen in a situation. Mmm, and this food, it's so delicious. What is this, pure cheese in this fondue? God bless our white culinary heritage. You leave white people alone in constant isolation for thousands of years. You know what their musical contribution is going to be? Riverdance. I can't move my hips. I can't move my head. But below the ankles, I am a rockin' bag of Gaelic sex. Oh, yes, I am. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Please.
You're watching Friday Night Stand-Up on Comedy Central. Break your plans and keep it here for more stand-up comedy next, only on Comedy Central.